But that's, you know, kitchen, you got your table and your chairs. But, you know, I guess most of the time now I just eat over the sink, so.
What about the difference between, like, what do you keep in a cabinet? What kinds of things might you find in a cabinet?
Well, a cabinet, you have a couple different kind of cabinets. You'd have a cabinet for your dishes, mm-hmm. such as your plates and your saucers and your bowls and your coffee cups. And then in another one, you'd have your regular cups. And then you'd also have cabinets where you'd keep your food. Now, I know that a lot of people say pantry, but I think of pantry as more of a dry goods storage area where you'd keep your rice and your pasta and your dry goods, where in another cabinet you'd keep your canned goods or your sugars and stuff like that, mm-hmm. Your seasonings. And then, of course, you got your cabinets way up top at the top. And the cabinets at the top are for the stuff you very seldom use, you know, such as flower vases. never, hardly ever get used. Egg poacher that Dad drags down about 3 times a year because, you know, he wants to have a poached egg. You know, that goes up top because once he had his poached egg, he remembers what trouble it was to fix it and clean it and put it up. So that gets dragged down about every 3 or 4 months.
What other things would you cook with?
Well, always a grill. Love grilling out. Mm-hmm. Grilling out's great, man. You know. And I don't remember too much of my dad using dry seasonings. I've always remember we using wet seasonings, wet barbecue sauces. And I've recently really got into the dry seasonings. Mm-hmm. Really love getting a dry season and a different dry seasoning. Stoves and grills, you know, you'd have the oven, you'd bake. I used to do a lot of baking until I had this diet. In the toaster oven, but you know, I use a lot on the grill, the gas grill. I know a lot of friends. I have a real good friend who wouldn't use a gas grill. He only believes in charcoal. But problem is, you know, during lunch I have 2 hamburgers, and how am I going to drag all that charcoal out for 2 hamburgers? You know, I'm just going to hit that gas and cook me 2 burgers and dry season them and go from there. I don't need the charcoal flavor.
What about what kinds of things you might cook in with?
We always had iron skillets. My mom always, and to this day when she goes to a garage sale, she's always looking for iron skillets. Now, they can't be cheap Japanese or Chinese, because that's cheap metal, and they break and they'll chip. But we always used a lot of iron skillets. Whenever aluminum came out, then the big thing was that aluminum caused Alzheimer's. Well, that's not true, but, you know, that was the big scare. So, you know, had a brand new set of club cookware and never used it because I was afraid that's what caused Alzheimer's. Now, you know, we use a lot of Teflon pans. But now she's heard that Teflon is in the blood system and that's causing problems. And, you know, it's like the air we breathe. You know, you can be scared of your life and not live it. You know, it's like these people who, we don't need to go to war because if we go to war, they're going to cause, terrorism's going to go on the rise. Well, if we live our life because of terrorism and afraid of terrorism, and we never try to right wrongs that are around the world, then we just don't need to be a superpower. We need to hand that back over to whoever wants to do it and not be it. So we can't live our lives because of scare. The same thing as in life. If you have a brand new set of aluminum, now unless you know it does it and it's proven and, you know, but, you know, if you have a brand new set of cookware, use it. Mm-hmm. Don't be afraid of it. If you don't use it, sell it and get rid of it and take the money and buy something else.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's switch gears now. We'll have okay. to do the reading part.
Oz can read.
This is what we're going to do. I'm going to hold the card up, let you read it. I'm going to shuffle the deck. Do it again, shuffle the deck, and do it again. So we're going to read it 3 times through.
Okay.
And some of these cards, they're going to have words that you might not, you know, or nonsense, but just say it the best you can. Okay.
Took. Bat. Tech. Hate. Toke.